bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us from the road is Captain Jeff up in Cedarville, but actually he's still down in Grand Rapids recovering from that rally last night. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Randy, and good morning to everyone listening in on WCHY and all the appropriate outlets.
What time did Donald Trump get there? What time did the rally end? When did you get to bed?
Well, I arrived down here in Grand Rapids about 4 o'clock. I drove down from the Upper Peninsula, a little over a four-hour drive. The doors weren't to open until about 6. They opened about 10 after 6. It was an incredible crowd out on the street. We got inside. The security was handled by the Secret Service. It was very efficient. They got everybody in real quick. We got inside and everybody started assembling. Donald Trump was a little bit late, but if you can imagine, that was his fourth rally in one day. It was incredible that he was as timely as he was. But he landed about 11:15. I had a way to be able to track his airplane coming from Pittsburgh, so I had a relatively good idea when he would be landing. And so anyway, he walked on stage at 12 minutes after midnight, and the energy level was just incredible, Randy. It was unlike anything I've really experienced. If you can imagine, it was like a combination of a rock concert, a political rally. It was like a football game, baseball game, World Series, whatever you want to add into it. The energy level was so incredible there. That's one of the biggest impressions that was left on me. And to be part of that, to be a part of witnessing history, and when Donald Trump walked out there, it's hard to describe, really, because when you think about what that man has been through, there is no one person in this country that I can think of in any realm, whether it's politics, in the military, anything else, no one has endured the assaults from every possible direction that this man has done. And to see him walk in and have the strength and energy of a man his age You realize that 65 consecutive days of campaigning without a break, including being shot and attempted assassination. It's just unbelievable. So to see him take the stage was incredible, and the crowd just wouldn't stop. I mean, they kept cheering and cheering, and he acknowledged everybody, and then went into to his speech, and it was actually tailored, you know, for us, because he talked about how important Grand Rapids was to him back in 2016 and also in 2020 and again now. So he has a special feeling for the state of Michigan and especially Grand Rapids. I was very fortunate to be able to be here and take part in this. And honestly, I'm still riding an emotional high from that after going to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got out of there. He finished at 10 minutes after 2 in the morning. And by the time I got here to a friend's house, and a shout-out to Joe Parker for hosting me at his beautiful home here in Grand Rapids.
Yes, and finally got to bed about 4 o'clock and going to be heading back home. Bottom line, do you feel good about the event and you going down there to attend it?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, Donald Trump had a real sense of reserved confidence, yeah, and exuberance.
Hey Jeff, did. can you stay on through the break?
I can.
Okay, very good. We're going to keep going with Captain Jeff. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Captain Jeff staying on through the break before he heads back home here to northern Michigan. Jeff, one of the things that the news were reporting this morning was that there was a huge crowd there They gathered, like you mentioned, outside, then inside. In your opinion, how many people ended up leaving because Trump was so late? Did most of them stay because they had already bothered to get there and stand in line, get a seat, get a place? Did most of the people stay, or did a lot of folks leave, in your opinion?
I didn't see one person leave at all until the very, well, probably 1:45, pushing 2 o'clock. It was testing a lot of people's stamina. And here's Donald Trump up there still engaging the masses. You know, it's just incredible to see the man's energy. And everybody, and it was even commented by other people that I spoke to. They said, you know, everyone there was polite. They picked up after themselves. Everybody was cordial towards one another. Even the catcalls from the audience were all in support of Donald Trump. I didn't hear one dissenting word from somebody that might have snuck in for nefarious purposes. But there was over 18,000 people there. The arena was filled to capacity. And Donald Trump had them eating out of his hand. I mean, really, the way the man engages with the public is really amazing. And, you know, it's something, it's like when people say, you know, I'm not going to go to the ballpark to watch a baseball game. I can watch it at home. You know as well as I do, there is nothing to substitute the feeling for being there and witnessing and everything that you take in that you don't get by watching it on television. And I've watched many, many of his rallies during this campaign on television. But I can tell you, to be there and be part of that and feel the energy of the people was just incredible. It's hard to put into words. And I'll tell you something. There was a gentleman sitting next to me on one side who, he was a young man, and he worked on Trump's campaign. He was from Delaware, and he said, I wanted to work for Donald Trump's campaign, but he said, you know something, I realized I wasn't going to get much action being in Delaware, and we laughed about that. He moved to Pennsylvania because he felt like his efforts in Donald Trump's behalf would be better suited in Pennsylvania. He drove from Pennsylvania to be there last night and sat next to me for the whole thing. In fact, exchanged numbers. Yeah, that was very impressive. And you know who was on the other side of me? Four guys from the UAW from Detroit wearing their UAW T-shirts. And, you know, and there was plenty of those guys, and one of their you know, leaders actually came up and spoke. Donald Trump had him on stage. I didn't
Brian Pannebaker.
Thank you. That's who it was. I couldn't remember who it was, and I was trying to write notes down. But I'm telling you what, think about what has happened. I mean, you know, these typical demographics that have not voted Republican, Donald Trump has had a way of connecting with all of them. I saw various people from different religious backgrounds. I saw, obviously, a lot of Christians there. You saw Mormons, you saw Muslims, you saw all kinds of people there. There was a gentleman from London, England that I spoke to that came to this rally. It was just really an amazing cross reference of all different faiths, of all backgrounds, of all, you know, different areas of the country that were there. And to be part of it, like I said before, was really quite something, and I talked to as many people as I possibly could. Everybody was well behaved. It was pretty spectacular. And
This being the very last rally, this literally, he even made Murr's quote of the day saying, you know, I love you guys. You know, this is my last rally. This was it. He's done. He's not campaigning anymore today. But most importantly, Jeff, this is the last time he's running. This is it. Win or lose, you witnessed the last Trump rally on planet Earth.
Yeah, it was really something. And I'll tell you, when he said that, you know, everybody was enraptured, you know, listening to his words. And you could feel the emotion in him. I'll say this. He talked about the assassination attempt there in Butler. And do you know that you could hear a pin drop in that arena? Over 18,000 people in attendance, not to mention security and everything else. Not a word was spoken. And he talked about his recollection of the shooting in amazing detail and different than any other way that I've heard him describe it in previous rallies. And, you know, he said it was surreal to him. And everybody was hanging on every word that he said, but he described it as being surreal. And what's interesting, he compared that feeling to the surreal feeling he had when he first moved into the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And he said, when I walked into the Lincoln bedroom, I had a very surreal feeling. And that's when he compared what he felt there in Butler after it had happened. I mean, immediately after it happened. So, it was really something, the way that he had that ability to do that. And as loud, he had people laughing. His wit was incredible. I heard him make cuts at various Democratic opponents in a way that I had not heard him use before. It was just sarcastic, but witty, especially witty. And yeah, he has a special way about him. It was pretty impressive.
Well, that surreal feeling that he had was, in my opinion, was nothing short than the hand of God. You know, him going into the Lincoln bedroom when he first moved in, and then that experience, the near-death assassination attempt. Thank God at the last moment he twitched his head a little bit to the right to look at that billboard, you know, with the bullet just grazing his ear as opposed to hitting him in the head. So, yeah, it was an amazing thing. And one thing, Jeff, I think is interesting for people to understand, like you said, there was people from all over the country, the gentleman from London, England, you know, you came down from the UP, this young man worked in Pennsylvania but drove from Pennsylvania. They realized the importance of that rally being the very last rally, you know, of his political career, and obviously the very last one before Election Day. So I think it's pretty interesting to get that perspective. And, man, are you going to be able to drive home okay today, or are you going to plan to stop at a rest stop and take a nap?
No, I'll tell you what, I'm going to glide all the way up to the UP. I'm telling you what, I'm still feeling the energy. I got 4 hours of sleep. I'm still feeling the energy as if I just walked out of the arena. It was incredible. I just can't tell you, in words don't describe exactly the feeling I had, because, you know, he invoked his faith. He invoked God, and he even looked up to the ceiling, because when he made reference that it was God's hand was upon him in Butler. And, you know, you can be the hardest core atheist, but I'll tell you what, the way he described that, and you realize, here's a man who has, and he talked about how many different ways they've tried to stop him, how they've tried to take him down. I can't think of another human being that has endured, as I stated before, what he's been through, but who has endured and prospered. And, of course, you know, the chance of fight, 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 you know, kept coming up. And it was so funny, too, because he kept referencing to get out and vote tomorrow, and the crowd would say, today.
Today.
It was actually election day.
That's right. It's after midnight.
And he finally got that, you know, and he laughed about it, you know. But he actually caught himself again saying tomorrow, you know, later
well,
on.
But after
it was funny.
After being at three other rallies, that one being his fourth one of the day, you know, he'd been saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow all day. It just gets in your brain. Did he have a teleprompter from what you could tell, or was he just speaking by, you know, off the cuff?
He had a teleprompter there, but he made reference to the fact that he said, you know, I just don't like using teleprompters, and I'm not using a teleprompter. You know, the guy never stops talking.
Right.
You know, it's incredible that this guy can continue. And here's another thing. I don't know if anybody's seen it. I haven't. I haven't watched every one of his rallies, but the man never lost his voice. I mean, when you talk that much, and think about what he went through yesterday. I mean, can you imagine? North Carolina, two rallies in Pennsylvania, and then comes to Michigan and talks until 10 minutes after 2 in the morning. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Man, between the four rallies, you're looking at probably, well, actually about 8-9 hours on the microphone. Man, I only do 3 hours a day, and I have a problem sometimes. So,
I'll tell you, and here's the thing. I worked in the airline industry, and to have a day like that, you'd be dragging your rear end to get to the hotel. This guy's still energizing crowds at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, good. Well, we're hoping for a big turnout. I'm getting reports up here, large numbers of in-person voting, lines outside, standing in the rain. We had one lady report in. She was the 750th voter already in Mackinac County. So big numbers are starting to turn out already. So, well, listen, we'll let you go. You have safe travels coming home, man. I greatly appreciate the field report. And final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience before I let you go.
I want to tell everybody that consider the importance of your vote. Donald Trump talked about it. I'd like to talk about it. Everyone get out and vote. It's the most critical election in our nation's history, and that cannot be overstated. It's just we are facing, as Donald Trump said last night, and I believe with all my heart, we're facing good versus evil. That's all I can say.
Amen to that, brother. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you, brother, and we'll talk to you soon. Safe travels home.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeff. Live field report from Grand Rapids. Jeff, like he said, got in there. The doors opened roughly 10 minutes after 6. Donald Trump, according to news reports, got there at 10 after midnight. It was actually today, Tuesday, Election Day, when he got there. He went until 2:08 in the morning. He made a quote of the day by MERS News Service. Kind of interesting that MERS, very left-leaning somewhat in their reporting. I love you all. You're very special. This is my last rally. Former President Donald Trump at his final rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 2:08 a.m. Tuesday, November 5th. So greatly appreciate Jeff giving us that live field report. Lots of text messages coming in. People are reporting different numbers of who they are when they voted. Looks like a big turnout for in person. Petoskey, Miss P says, I was 838 Inverness Township Hall in Sheboygan. I've never seen this many people here this early, praying that it ends up being a good sign for Donald J. Trump. More importantly, for we the people. Amen to that. Let's see. Downstate Kim, I truly believe Trump has been ordained by God for such a time as this. You can't spell triumph without Trump. That's very true. So greatly appreciate that comment. Let's see. Yes, Trump, Trump, Trump all the way, brother. Let's see. Others coming in. 624 in my small township. Wow. That's almost half of the voters that normally vote in Torch Lake for the entire day. So what township is it that you live? You said small township, didn't know which one it was. So lots of energy out there, folks. Question is, what can you do to make sure you get perhaps 2, 3, 4, 5 extra votes out today? Very simple. Text me 10xvotes.com. Text me 10x. I'll send you the link to it. The information from Lance Griffin. It'll take you to the website. You know what you can do? Put your information in there, sign up, and then do a search on your street, on your very own road where you live in your county, and see if maybe some of your neighbors are low propensity voters. Michigan Republicans didn't vote in the 2022 midterm.